The last phrase was as emotionless as the first, but it somehow carried an ugly ring of a threat. A polite threat, but a threat nonetheless. Sometimes I react badly to being threatened. I might have glared a little. "Hypothetically," I said, "let's suppose that I saw those boys giving Irwin a hard time again, and I made it my business to stop them. What would you do?" "Slay you," Coach Pete said. His tone was utterly absent of any doubt. "Awfully sure of yourself, aren't you?" He spoke as if reciting a single-digit arithmetic problem. "You are young. I am not." I felt my jaw clench and forced myself to take a slow breath to stay calm. "They're hurting him." "Be that as it may," he said calmly, "my concern is for the brothers, not for Irwin Pounder." I ground my teeth and wished I could pick my words out of them before continuing the conversation. "We've both stated our positions," I said. "How do we resolve the conflict?" "That is also not my concern," he said. "I will not dissuade the brothers. I will slay you should you attempt to do so yourself. There is nothing else to discuss." He shivered a little, and suddenly the illusion of Coach Pete seemed to gain a measure of life, of definition, like an empty glove abruptly filled by the flesh of a hand. "If you will excuse me," he said in Coach Pete's annoying tone of voice, walking past me, "I have a detention over which to preside." "To preside over," I said, and snorted at his back. "Over which to preside? No one actually talks like that." He turned his head and gave me a flat-eyed look. Then he rounded a corner and was gone. I rubbed at the spot on my forehead between my eyebrows and tried to think. I had a bad feeling that fighting this guy was going to be a losing proposition. In my experience, when someone gets their kids a supernatural super nanny, they don't pick pushovers. Among wizards, I'm pretty buff, but the world is full of bigger fish than me. More to the point, even if I fought the Svarthof and won, it might drag the White Council of Wizards into a violent clash with Svarthofheim. I wouldn't want to have something like that on my conscience. I wanted to protect the Pounder kid, but I wasn't going to back away from that. But how was I supposed to protect him from the Bully Brothers if they had a heavyweight on deck ready to charge in swinging? That kind of brawl could spill over onto any nearby kids and fast. I didn't want this to turn into a slugfest. That wouldn't help Irwin Pounder. But what could I do? What options did I have? How could I act without dragging the Svarthof into a confrontation? I couldn't. "Ah," I said to no one, lifting a finger in the air. "Aha!" I grabbed my mop bucket and hurried toward the cafeteria.